This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's on Your Mind, live from the Fargo Air Museum today. Get you a little additional information on some things happening out here at the Fargo Air Museum. We're going to talk with some veterans. Get their thoughts on Pearl Harbor Day. All that coming up. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Where today, you ready for the specials here? Scallop potatoes in Yulin. I promised we were going to do Yulin. We didn't do Yulin earlier, so I had to have that one back. And scallop potatoes at the Yulin location. Yulin, Minnesota. 12th Avenue, Fargo. I-29, Salisbury Steak. Hardwood location, I-29. Sausage potato. Beef stroganoff today at the West Main Avenue location, the west location of the West Main Avenue in West Fargo. Did I mention it's as far west as you can get? Yeah, it's not quite to the interstate, but it's the furthest west location because there's two on Main Avenue. Anyway, Valley City beef tips and gravy today. And, of course, that's at exit 292 in Valley City. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, continuing our conversation here from the Fargo Air Museum. And by the way, I have that Patrick Basham cut that we were talking about the anomalies abounding in the 2020 election trends. He's done some incredible research on this. And again, this, I think, too, is an eye-opener because you cannot like one whistleblower, you know, have some problem with, he shit, she said on a particular ballot. But when you see these statistical reports, it really opens your eyes. So I got that for you in a little bit. Some more veterans as well from the Fargo Air Museum. But we are at the Fargo Air Museum, so we thank our host here today, who is Ryan Thayer. Ryan is the director of the Fargo Air Museum. And Ryan, thanks for having us again. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it as well.
So we talked earlier about some of the historical nuggets and some of the things that are here. Tell us a little bit about what's new. What's coming to the Fargo Air Museum?
Well, yeah, we're very, very excited. With the state of North Dakota, we were able to get the ERG grant. And with those grant funds from the state, we are putting in a state-of-the-art air filtration system that'll have UV light filters to kill off any airborne viruses like COVID, and then HEPA filtration and air conditioning. So that will be is actually being installed as we speak, Scott.
Wow, that's great. And that's not a small project when you look at the size of the Fargo Air Museum either, right?
That is true, yeah. It's a really big system, and it's going to be a big deal with electrical and all that. But we're proud to say that we are a COVID-safe facility and plenty of room to social distance and the new filtration system, hand sanitizers and masks. It's a great place to come visit.
The filtration systems have had the benefit of a little bit of time to be studied. In other words, they didn't come out right away to say, hey, this will do it. But my understanding now is the kinds of analysis and study and data that they have can tell you that they are really able to get that down to like 99.9%, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's the statistics. It's about 99.9% effective at killing COVID. So,
all right. So come on out.
Pretty impressive.
Corona, come on out and wear your mask. Do everything everybody's doing. But know that that filtration system is best of the best, so that should bring you out, right?
Yes, sir.
Why do you find that people come out last now just because, well, do I have to go to the Fargo Air Museum? No, I can go there in a month or 6 months or whatever, but just out of a sense of caution.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the weather changing, and you know, I think there's some political stuff going on in the environment, and kids back in school, and you know, everything just going on is just really crazy. And I think there's a lot of caution there, but we're trying to keep business moving as usual. And actually, next week we're having our Santa fly-in, so kids can pre-register on our website and come visit and get pictures of Santa. So just trying to provide an outlet for parents and, you know, people in the community to still feel a sense of normalcy and come out and enjoy the Fargo Air Museum. We're trying to keep things fresh and keep our traditions alive.
Sounds good. Gary in Jamestown has a question.
Yeah.
Gary, go ahead for Ryan.
Yes, two questions on Pearl Harbor. Maybe you can answer them. The first one is, was anyone in the United States government aware of the location of where the Japanese attack fleet, Pearl Harbor attack fleet, was from late November till December 7th? You know, and if so, would Admiral Kimmel and General Short have had the resources, both financial and physical, airplanes, et cetera, to do anything about that, set up a search pattern, being that before those bombs fell on those ships at Pearl Harbor, they were operating under a peacetime military budget? Thank you.
Well, we need to find quite the historian to answer every one of Gary's questions there.
For sure, yeah.
But I guess come on out and, you know, dig around, and who knows what you'll find. You got a great library here.
For sure. We have an amazing research library here at the Fargo Air Museum, and I'm sure that that data is up there for sure. I don't, unfortunately, know the answer offhand, but that is a great question.
It is. Appreciate it very much, Ryan. Good to see you.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.
You bet. We'll talk to you later and continue with our conversation with some vets, too, coming up here in just a little bit. All right. I promised from the Mark Levin show last night, a gentleman by the name of Patrick Basham, talking about the bizarre anomalies around the 2020 election trends. He is with the, he's director, actually, the Democracy Institute, done some of this research. Roll that, Todd. Let's see what he says.
Absolutely. I approached the article, none of us are objective, but we all try to be, we hope we are at least independent-minded. And so how would an independent-minded person assess the quote-unquote outcome, as the media has designated it, of the 2020 presidential election? And I looked at three aspects. First of all, I looked at the quasi-results. And if you look at the results, you see how Donald Trump improved his performance, national performance, over 2016 by almost 20%. No incumbent president has ever lost a re-election bid if he's increased his votes. Obama went down by 3.5 million votes between 2008 and 2012, but still won comfortably. If you look at those results, you see that Donald Trump did very well, even better than 4 years earlier, with the white working class. He held his own with women and suburban voters against most of the polling expectations. He did very well with Catholics. He improved his vote among Jewish voters. He had the best minority performance for a Republican since Richard Nixon in 1960, doing so well with African Americans and, importantly, with Hispanics. So I sort of suggest this thought experiment. I think if one took 100 well-informed about the American political scene, 100 observers who were sequestered for the actual election night and since, and you gave them the vote breakdown by demographic group, and you saw where Biden and Trump did well or did poorly, you laid out all those numbers, but you omitted the one fact, so I say the one assertion, that Biden had won the national popular vote in there and consequently in the respective swing states was going to be the next president. And you gave them all the demographic data, all the exit poll data, and you asked them, so who do you think won the election? My suggestion to your viewers is that 99 at least out of those 100 independent, well-informed observers would say, well, obviously Trump, right? So we know from the vote itself, the alleged result, that it is something very strange has happened, because the numbers just don't add up. They don't measure up to our polling that was conducted right up to the election, and the likes of Richard Barris or the Trafalgar Group, the polls that were the most accurate by some distance. Everything suddenly went very strange in the middle of the night. Now, that could happen. It's just very, very unusual. And if this was an exceptional election, as some people assert, and that's why the numbers seem strange, then you would expect it to be have a uniformity to that exceptionalism. So Joe Biden would have increased his support, not just in key precincts, in key cities, in key swing states, and nowhere else, but he would have had a sort of uniform victory. He was the challenger. He has apparently, allegedly, received more votes than any candidate for president in American history. And yet, he has done very, very poorly in most of the country, except where it absolutely mattered. Another way of looking at this is to look at what I call the non-polling metrics, the things like party registration trends, how the candidates did in their respective presidential primaries, the number of individual donations, how much enthusiasm each candidate generated in the opinion polls. There are sort of a dozen or more of these metrics. Now, these metrics have a 100% accuracy rate in terms of predicting the winner of the presidential election. Some of them are more recent, like Google searches. Others, obviously, like registration trends, have far more history behind them. In 2016, they all indicated strongly that Donald Trump would win against most of the public polling. That was again the case in 2020. So if we are to accept that Biden won against the trend of all these non-polling metrics, not only means that one of these metrics was inaccurate this
fascinating
time,
stuff. We'll pick up on this after the break.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials. 2 for $11, pizza, corner pizza. 2 for $3, liquid ice. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag. Coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I think the record stuck. I don't know.
This old generation that has no idea about the horror of records skipping on the radio.
I had to do my best Joe Biden there for today. Crank up the record player, crying out loud. We're getting it done today, brought to you by DAC Diesel. They get her done every day at DAC Diesel. They sure do. And you know what? We've had some testimonials from folks that have bought products from CJ and the team at DAC Diesel that have really improved the mileage. So they've got a whole host of things for you to consider. Encourage you to stop by their shop in Bismarck or call them at 701-258-5011. Same thing if you need anything, you know, that is in a diesel back on the road, they can do it for you. Semi-trucks and pickup trucks and tractors, they do it all at DAC Diesel. Online at DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. But I want to save a few bucks. Ask CJ about how to do that with some of the additives they have right now. A couple of veterans are going to join us on this December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, from the Fargo Air Museum. Just as, after we finish this minute or so we have left on Patrick Basham, who's talking about, you know, he's just basically talking about, you know, trends in voting. So, you know, the fact that, for instance, Donald Trump had 20% more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. He had 20% more. Now, Obama won his second term, but went down. He had less. It's just very unusual that you would have more and not win. Every president that runs for re-election does. So those are the kind of anomalies that he's found in his work with the Democracy Institute. And here's the remaining part of his points on that from Patrick Basham. Go ahead and roll that.
Todd. It means that each one of these metrics was wrong for the first time and at the same time as all of the others. It is not statistically impossible, but it's statistically implausible. Another way of looking at what happened is to look at how the vote ballots were accumulated and how they were tabulated and counted on election night and obviously since then. In fact, in places like California, they are still counting. And what you see there is a ridiculous, bizarre number of anomalies. Some of them are statistical, some of them are procedural. You have, for example, a historically low ballot rejection rate for absentee and mail-in ballots. Rejection rates which, in the primaries earlier this year, were well into the double digits, and which historically have often been very, very high. In these key swing states, or at least in the key swing counties, we're seeing rejection rates of less than 1%, often very close to zero. Now, given the increase in absentee balloting and the lack of experience that most of the new voters and those doing the counting would have with those ballots, it is implausible, to put it politely, that that figure would be as low as it was.
Fascinating data there. That from the Mark Levin show last night on Fox News Channel. And, you know, mail-in balloting became a thing in many states where it hadn't been there before. One of the things that Mark mentioned at the beginning of the show was in Pennsylvania, 14 months ago, if you were to, you know, cast a mail-in ballot, it would be a felony. And now it's legal because it's new. But his point is, you'd have obviously a higher than normal rejection rate by logic because there's more ballots that are being sent in absentee. So these are facts and just data. You can do with them what you want, but what I like about them is, well, for one, the mainstream media should be using them for sure. All right, back to our conversation on Pearl Harbor Day. This is a great day today to celebrate veterans, and we are at the Fargo Air Museum to do just that. David Johnson is here. David, the U.S. Navy captain on the USS Intrepid. From Rugby, served during Vietnam, and now part of the ESGR, the Employer Relations Department of Defense. David, nice to have you.
Thank you.
I've been to the Intrepid.
You have? Great.
Right on the Intrepid. It was at port, so I was sort of cheating. It wasn't like you. You know, I was looking at the museum in New York.
Yeah, it's a museum now. I've been there. It's a great place.
Oh, it is. It's fascinating. Yeah. Yeah. You go on a little tour of that thing. You absolutely love it. Larry Lain is here, and Larry is a U.S. Army vet, 69 to 71. Also, by the way, a commander of the Legion, American Legion commander. And which American Legion, Larry?
Fargo Post 2.
Fargo Post 2. Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. You wake up today. It's December 7th. What comes to your mind, Larry?
Well, back then, wasn't even born yet, but from what I've heard, it's something that happened that we should never forget. I think people thought we were invincible back then, and it would never happen to us, but it did. And for that, we really never should forget that.
Yeah, right. There was a bit of a wake-up call. David, how about you?
The day of infamy, like you said, it's something, especially in the Navy, it'd be hard to imagine what happened that morning when the bombs came. And I said, Navy was so lucky that when they got done bombing the ships, they went home. They went back to the ships. They didn't come back. If they'd come back and taken out our fuel and all that, we'd probably lost that whole area. So it's interesting, reading about it and thinking about it. The story in the paper today, a story about a young lady that was a nurse during that time. And she said she got up and thought she missed breakfast, and then all of a sudden hell broke loose. So, you just can't imagine what it would be like. And, it's a memory that won't be forgotten. So
anytime soon.
Yes.
What do you think of this place, Fargo Air Museum, for commemorating the work of you and your fellow veterans, Larry?
Well, this is a very nice place. It gives the common citizen a chance to really see up close what the different branches of service, military, the different airplanes, it just gives them an idea of what really military is like.
Any truth to the rumor, David, they're trying to get a ship in here?
Well, I don't think so. We got the USS North Dakota sitting over here right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Model, and that's probably as close as we'll get. We got some other stuff in the USS Fargo over there, but I don't think they'll ever get a ship in here. It would be nice.
But you were part of that effort to commemorate North Dakota getting cutting-edge technology named in that sub, huh? That's
yes, it was. It's amazing when you go down inside and just see how things change, but yet it's still, belly to belly, walking down the aisle. It's close quarters. I don't know how they do it.
You get a little more room above water.
Oh yes,
right?
Yeah. New aircraft carriers now have staterooms.
That Intrepid is a prime example.
Right.
Wow. On that one during Vietnam, amazing. That's for sure.
Yes.
And you two are headed for a military funeral and honors. How often do you do that?
Well, this one today will put us pretty close to 60 for the year. We've done as few as 2 in a month, and as many as 11 this past July. So
incredible. And the U.S. Navy veteran that's being laid to rest today. So
is it? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's. I mean, it's so amazing for the families to have that honor, and it takes volunteers. So thank you for that. Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I think we have the problem with the record player again. Oh, no. It's good. It hopped. You must have given it a little nudge there, Todd, huh? Love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. One of those classics. And the Christmas classics are here. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Glad you're along today on the program, whether you're listening on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, AM 970, WDAY. Just talked to some folks today here that actually said, heard you on WDAY. That's pretty cool. AM 1100, The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it very, very much, that's for sure. On the program we call What's on Your Mind. I promised you that I would tell you what Sam Alito said, Supreme Court Justice, and then we'll get back to some more of your calls, questions, and comments, and also a boatload of texts that I haven't gotten to as yet as well, so we'll do that in a moment. Okay, let's see here. Justice Alito, here it is. Changing the deadline for Pennsylvania in a court briefing, bringing within the safe harbor window to intervene. What does all that mean? Originally, Alito had set a Wednesday deadline for the state to respond, Pennsylvania, to Representative Mike Kelly's lawsuit alleging that a 2019 state election reform, known as Act 77, violates both the state and federal constitutions by creating a so-called no-excuse mail-in voting regime. Many took the Wednesday deadline as political theater, as it would place the case outside the safe harbor window, which requires the controversies concerning the appointment of all or any of the electors by judicial or other methods or procedures to be determined at least 6 days before the time fixed for the meeting of the electors. So, the Tuesday deadline may signal that the Supreme Court takes Kelly's case, which was rejected by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court with prejudice last weekend. According to the filing, the no-excuse mail-in voting scheme should only apply in a limited number of circumstances and that the people must vote in person unless a narrow list of excuses applies. Okay? This has to do
was saying, never mind the Constitution of Pennsylvania. We're going to set up a new rule. And the new rule is you can vote by mail. So that could be challenged. So I take that as a bit of good news that the Supreme Court is saying, let's take a look at this deadline and maybe, just maybe, do something different. So, couple of the things, including some text, but we have a little bit of news. The Great Plains Food Bank, one of the more well-respected organizations, well-oiled machine, really. They just do some great things. They obviously have relationships with many folks and receive surplus food and get it to places that need it. They today, in Fargo, received a $100,000 donation from Hess. That's right. Hess. A $100,000 donation announced this morning, in fact, this hour, just not long ago, by Hess Corporation for the Great Plains Food Bank. So you'll be hearing more about that, but that certainly is a nice gesture, to say the least, for a great organization, especially at a time like this. So, love to hear it. Telephone number, 701-228-0550, 258-0550, toll free if you like, 800-228-0550. Text me, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Texter says, why would your buddy, Coach Barry, let those players do that? Bench them. Talked about this earlier. It is not plausible for a coach to say yes or no to a player that wishes to protest in some manner because of, are you ready? The NCAA. The NCAA. So NDSU has this issue. UND has this issue. I would note in the case of UND, it happened at one game that nobody saw because of the pod down in Omaha holding it. So I watched the game and didn't see it. So I don't think it even was televised. But now you know. That's something that is a challenging time right now. For one, put yourself in the shoes of a coach, any coach, okay? So if a coach says, hey, please don't do this. Let's talk a little bit about who's going to be offended by this. You're talking about who you're doing it for. I understand there's other ways you can do things for who you're doing for, but, you know, you're making the argument, making the case for them that, you know, veterans are going to be upset, donors are going to be upset, you're going to have supporters of the program upset, right? And have a conversation with them. You can't. The NCAA says you can't have that conversation. They forbid you to do that. So kids do these things, sometimes thinking they're doing some good. In the case of one of the UND players, as a stepbrother who's black and felt very strongly about this, and another buddy of his went along. So they had a conversation. But number one, one and done. Number two, talk to the NCAA. Texter says, I understand that, however, the coach decides who steps on the ice each night. Right, well, then you're taking it out on that player because of what they've done. You know, I've been around a lot of hockey teams in my day. I was 18 years the public address announcer for the UND hockey team. And I can tell you that teams are extraordinarily close. I mean, they're really like a family. And I don't doubt, you know, basketball teams and football teams and volleyball teams all feel that as well. I only have experience with hockey. So I can only tell you that hockey teams, you know, they're close. They're really close. So, you know, players would say, I don't want them to do that, possibly. But if they do it, I'm not going to hate them. I'm not going to, you know, turn my shoulder. They're family members. They're very close. So, I don't think a coach is going to say, okay, we're going to retaliate against them and then have other players upset. And it's one and done. I think the NCAA doesn't allow a conversation. So what are you going to do? Texter says, I just watched a very, very powerful news conference on Fox with the bar owner who got arrested and his attorneys. Pretty crazy. Cheeseburger restaurants are okay down the street, but not a bar. You can loot, riot, and protest, but you can't have a small business or the liberal left will destroy you.
today's Democratic cities are a disgrace. Yeah, well, see what happened in California. I don't know if that was the same one you're talking about, but saw that over the weekend. Texas says, if kids don't stand for the anthem, they are gone. Again, not allowed by the NCAA. Coach should be suspended. Imagine for a minute if a coach said, no, you're not doing that, no matter what you want to do. You don't tell me a president of a university isn't going to say the kid's right and you're wrong, coach? Of course they are. That's the academic world. And if they didn't, the NCAA would. Sad. But true. Hate to tell you that. Texter says, who pays for the scholarships these athletes are getting? NCAA or alumni and North Dakota State contributors? There are rules for getting a free education. If a player doesn't like the rules, then leave. I'm 100% with you. I'm 100% with you. I think they should have to have a conversation with veterans to understand what it means to them. You know, walk me through your thought process, not just I'm going to do this. You may be, in your mind, standing up for somebody. And by the way, these kids at UND, I understand, did, long before this particular incident where they, again, just felt strongly they wanted to do this once, they did start an effort to get underprivileged kids and minorities to the games. Good idea. Very good idea to do some outreach. There's other ways to do it. It's not disrespecting the flag. They should talk to vets. They should have a conversation with vets. Maybe on Pearl Harbor Day, as an example. Interesting text from a listener. If I may attempt to be serious, the statistical anomalies that are being presented in POTUS's favor are sadly more than junior high education level, sad reflection on education system. Numbers rule. Well, I mean, I'll give you an example. All the pollsters said Trump would need to get, you know, 19%, at least do what he did last time with the African American vote to win, right? Biden would have to do X to win. Well, guess what? Trump exceeds the vote, and the others, Biden rather, below the vote. But, you know, not just one. On everything, every metric that you rely on was wrong. You could blow it off if you want, but it to me proves the point. This is worth looking into. You got to look into it. You actually got to find it. You got to, you know, battle us if they have enough time to do it. We all ought to want it. Whether you are Joe Biden, you know, loving, you know, whatever, you know, flaming Democrat, Antifa lover, the whole, whatever, you know, you should say, I want the vote to count. Tony in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, the whole racism thing is definitely overplayed, and, you know, it's really just a racket to demoralize and exploit white people. I mean, you see all these fake hate crimes that always the media always latches onto and pumps out, and then 2 weeks later they're false and everything. But something that people need to understand is, according to FBI crime statistics, that black males under the age of 25 represent 6% of the U.S. population, but also commit 52% of all murders.
So well, I've also said, have you seen the other one, Tony, that talks about the causes of death among, you know, black men is, you know, off the charts, the highest number is black on black crime. It isn't, you know, a cop.
Which goes to my point. It's a whole racket, because if the numbers and the data were there to, you know, verify their claims, that'd be one thing, but it's the exact opposite. And so it just comes down to, it's just a shakedown method. You see all across, you know, whatever CEO says something back in the 1980s that was probably true about women or black people, you get fired. And it's just a way to demoralize the West and plunder our country.
Tony, appreciate the thoughts. Thank you for sharing Jim and Bismarck. When we come back, Texter here says a mistake was made by President Armacost, president of UND. Made a bad PR statement, in my opinion. Being a military man, he should have said, I agree with your right to protest, but not to dishonor the flag. Wow. I'd say that should be easy. More coming.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com. If you're in the market for a pre-owned pickup, the best deal is at Schwann, whether you're shopping for a GMC or a late model Ram or a Ford, even Ford Super Duties. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty as well. Save on a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT. Just 20,000 miles, just $26,900. Finance rates are still some of the lowest in years, and business owners, you have a shot at saving even more. Find out under the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
One more guest to talk to at the Fargo Air Museum in just a moment here. I want to get Jim in Bismarck, who's been waiting to win. Go ahead, Jim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. See, I called in a couple weeks ago, and I think I said, I called Bill Barr, Bob Barr, and I said, where's Bob Barr? Is he hiding out with Hunter Biden? And Saturday night, Judge Jeanine really called him out, and she played a couple of clips of some statements that Bill Barr said that were illegal to make in his position, where he gave opinions of what was going on and the things that he should be keeping to himself. And she called, what she said, something like, you're so deep in the swamp you can't see beyond your fellow reptiles. And so she was really calling him out. And I haven't been able to listen to your program this morning, but I was wondering if you talked about that today at all.
We have not. I did see one thing from Attorney General Barr yesterday. It was a forget where it was, you know, Axios or something, that said that there are rumors that he's going to resign this week, or resign before. And if he does resign before this is done, to me, it will be a good indication that he has been, unfortunately, co-opted by the swamp. I had high hopes for the guy, and he really, you know, early on said a lot of the right things, but, you know, not necessarily doing a lot of the right things. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Or maybe he's going to go rogue. I know this. You know, he is surrounded by people, as the president was, that are not rooting for him. I mean, look what we know about the FBI.
Yeah.
So they're not rooting for the guy that's trying to, you know, get them on the up and up. I really am holding out hope now that the special counsel status will continue for Durham, that they'll actually be able to, you know, get to the bottom of some of this. Texture says, kind of depressed today. Heard that the Trump legal team might be quarantined, including Rudy. What next? And then some deadlines are reached this week. Not looking good. Praying that this is God's plan to work good from evil. You know, I don't get depressed. Don't get depressed. Just keep plowing and keep finding the pieces of information. And, you know, this is going to sort it out. Sort itself out. It's going to be what it's supposed to be. And, you know, I can give you 10 different scenarios, and in one or the other, you know, whether it's the worst case, where this is unfortunately not successful in counting every legal vote and doing what seems so obvious right now, but then you're going to have Donald Trump as a candidate in 2024, and he's not going anywhere, so that'll be rather interesting as well. All right, as I mentioned, we have one more guest to chat with here from the Fargo Air Museum, and Dennis Beck is here. Dennis actually is the veteran liaison to the Wall of Honor team, and Dennis, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
If you walk in the door and go to the right, the big, beautiful American flag on the wall right below that is the Wall of Honor, so you can see it here at the Fargo Air Museum, but you can see it many places. How many of them are there out there now?
Right now, we're at about 20 locations across the state of North Dakota, and we hope to increase that by about another 15 in the next 45 days or so.
Keep growing.
That's right. 100. We want 100 locations by the end of next May.
Right. That's great. And if you see one somewhere, thank the people that have them up. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love it, you know, so we want to let them know we appreciate it, and maybe that'll help continue to spread to more of them.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the support, and we're partnering and collaborating with a lot of these businesses to get the word out there and to honor veterans, active duty personnel, first responders, policemen, you know, sheriffs, EMTs, you name it, and it's just a great, great program to be part of.
Yeah, that's why it's, you know, the honor is for veterans, certainly, but others as well, and I think that's a great idea, too, because more and more we appreciate what they're going through on the law enforcement side, and certainly the others as well. It's a tough time. What do you think about it? We're here today because it's Pearl Harbor Day. You're a veteran, but every day is Veterans Day, really. This is just a day we stop and say, wow, unbelievable what happened. Thank you very much. What are your thoughts today?
Well, first of all, you know, being here at the Fargo Air Museum today is very special. Being in the military for 24 years and having this here today, we're in a collaboration with them, and it's great to be part of it and great to work together to remember veterans and to be here. I think when we look back, you know, obviously I wasn't born yet either, but when you look back on December 7th and what occurred, you know, I think it was said earlier, but Americans let their guard down. And we weren't aware of what was going on around us. We weren't expecting it. And we were taken by surprise. And I think part of that may be going on today. And so we should always be vigilant. We should always be aware of our surroundings and be aware of what's going on. But I want to thank all the past veterans, especially during that World War, who served, basically protected our freedoms, provided us with the democracy we have, and protected our Constitution. So thank you to all the veterans who served during that World War.
Fantastic. Appreciate it very much, Dennis. And the hospitality today was great. We thank the whole Wall of Honor team, Tammy Eitbach, Dennis Beck, and all the crew that brought us out here, because this is just a great project. I mean, you can't look at this project and see the pictures of veterans and their story a little bit and not just have a warm fuzzy from it. It really is fantastic. Find out more, and if you have a veteran in your family, get them honored. Same thing with first responders and others. TheWallOfHonor.org. That's the website, TheWallOfHonor.org. All right, friends, remember you can text 24/7. Love to hear from you. 367-2054. God bless you. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans are available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at no extra cost. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network, plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. No obligation. To get started, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. Find out more at ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.